Prague's sizable Vietnamese community recently held its first ever day of Vietnamese culture, an open event in the center of town which drew a mixed crowd of Vietnamese and Czechs. What has been a rather closed society appears to be slowly opening up to outsiders as Czech-born Vietnamese become increasingly confident about their identity and Czechs learn there is more to Vietnamese people than an army of convenience store proprietors. Rob Cameron has more.
A pair of Vietnamese dragons brave the drizzle in Prague's Námestí Míru Square, the four dancers gyrating in their bright red and yellow costumes to the beat of a drum. This was Prague's first Vietnamese Day of Culture, offering a rare glimpse into this secretive community. At a food stall, market trader and university student Nguyen Mai Hung is showing me the cornucopia of rare Vietnamese goodies laid out for the delectation of passers-by. Hung, who moved here in 1993 at the age of five, says she still feels Vietnamese, but the Czech Republic is now home.
We still think as Vietnamese, but we are integrated in the Czech society. We are more integrated than the previous generation.
Right, so the Vietnamese community here is becoming more and more integrated, isn't it?
Absolutely.
And is it a good thing?
I think so. You know, our parents, they can integrate because they don't know language. But we do, so that's an easy thing for us to make friends with Czech people.
At a nearby tent, Nguyen Viet Phung is showing DVDs about the life and culture of his native Hanoi. Phung moved here just 5 years ago and, like Hung, is also studying at university. Each summer he goes home to Hanoi for the holidays, something that clearly elicits mixed feelings.
Come back to Vietnam from the very modern and much better country, you know what I mean? The youth people or the younger has to respect the older.
Here it's quite different, right?
Yes, and because here in church I see some old man or woman alone in the supermarket or in the metro or tramway. They don't have anyone to help in my country. It's very bad if leave their grandparents to go out alone.
Officially, there are 61,000 Vietnamese living in the Czech Republic, the largest immigrant population after Slovaks and Ukrainians, although the real number is most likely much higher. They first came as refugees in the 1950s, with successive waves following as part of communist exchange programs. Their communities are generally quiet, law-abiding and hard-working, but recent generations of young Vietnamese seem less constrained by the rigid social and ethnic confines of their parents. Trang Quynh Giang, who goes by the Czech name Marketa, is a high school student. I asked her whether she felt more Vietnamese or more Czech.
That's a very interesting question, because sometimes until now I still ask myself if I feel more Vietnamese or Czech, because when I'm in Czech I feel more Vietnamese, but when I'm in Vietnam I feel more Czech. So it's quite confusing. So I think I'm like a banana, like outside it's yellow but inside it's white.
Despite that growing confidence, so far there's been little movement into the Czech mainstream. There are no Vietnamese MPs or senators, no Vietnamese football stars, no actors, musicians or TV personalities. But one senses that with a new generation of fluent Czech speakers, ambitious, international, multicultural young people of great talent and ingenuity, that's only a matter of time.